Here's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. People who have unwanted medications can drop them off this weekend, tomorrow at Troop B State Police Barracks in Canaan or at the Kent Town Hall from 10 till 2 tomorrow. Northwest Corner Prevention Network and State Police note that drugs can get into wrong hands if found at homes, and flushing them down the toilet is destructive to the environment. Southbury psychologist Ruby Corby O'Neill, the wife of State Representative Arthur J. O'Neill of Southbury, has announced she will seek the Republican nomination for the open 5th Congressional District seat. She's entering the GOP race more than 3 weeks after U.S. Representative Elizabeth Estes dropped her reelection bid following her admissions that she mishandled sexual harassment complaints that were lodged against a former top aide. The nominating convention is May 10th. Neighbors Network in the Ankrum area has the cleanup of roadsides beginning today and running through Sunday, May 6th. An opportunity to get fresh air, exercise, and help your community. Trash bags, ties, and rubber gloves will be provided. They're in the Ankrumdale Post Office Community Room. Now, if you want more information or to register, 518-329-6190 or Ankrum Highway at Outlook.com. You can also drop your bags off after you've picked up all the trash directly at the town garage at 32 Maple Lane in Ankrumdale. Town of Sharon has their public hearing on the Sharon budget tonight at 7 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting tonight immediately following that budget hearing. You can enjoy Alabama Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame member David Davis and the Warrior River Boys in concert tonight at Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield. The doors open at 7, concert at 7:30, deweyhall.org. The band Wildcat Creek, in conjunction with dance caller Eric Hollerman, will be putting on a community contra dance at the Center on Main on Main Street in Falls Village tonight from 7 until 10 p.m. More information at fvct.org. Tonight at 7 p.m., a talk by Sarah Waring, Executive Director of the Center for Agricultural Economy, and Matthew Durr, President of the Sterling College, Board Member of CAE, taking place at the First Congregational Church in Great Barrington. More information at 413-528-4472. The Salisbury Forum presents Ray Suarez getting ready for the next America, the fight over who will be. It's tonight at 7:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School in Falls Village. As with all Salisbury Forums, it's free and open to the public. SalisburyForum.org on the web. Columbia County Household Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday from 8 until noon. Residents with large quantities, pickup van loads, must contact the administrative office prior to participating, 518-828-2737. No charge for county residents. Proof of residency will be required. This will be at the Highway Garage in Greenport. April 28th in Stockbridge, Berkshire Botanical Garden has a couple of different events, transplanting shrubs and planting small ornamental trees. Learn by doing with a hands-on shrub and tree planting transplanting workshop led by Ken Goach at 9:30 in the morning. And then installing a new hive, Chris Wellens, the head beekeeper, will discuss equipment needs, installation techniques, and more at 10 a.m. More information on the web from Berkshire Botanical Garden. 28th in Monterey, the Bidwell House Museum has pre-season Art Week event. Before it officially opens for the season, visit the museum for Retracing Native Histories and the Landscape at 10 a.m. You can join the Michael J. Colucci Memorial Fund for a Taste of Spring. It is a wine and spirit tasting event. Everybody has to be 21 years of older to taste. A $10 donation includes a souvenir wine glass and sample tastings. Additional raffle tickets will be available. This will be held at the Cascade Spirit Shop, Route 22 in Amenia, and it happens from 2 until 6 p.m. Serge Matagiannis Photography Exhibition with artists Sandy Moore, Sarah Nesbitt, Moira Kelly, and Joel Foster is opening on Saturday the 28th from 2 to 5 p.m., followed by a potluck supper at the Rhee Institute in Millerton, New York. That show will be closing on May 26th. April 28th, the Cornwall Library presents author Andrea Barrett discussing her new book, Visionary Women, featuring stories of Jane Jacobs, Rachel Carson, Jane Goodall, and Alice Waters at 5 p.m. There'll be a lasagna feast on Saturday at the Craryville Firehouse on Route 7 in Craryville, New York. Doors open at 5, sponsored by the Craryville United Methodist Church. Take out or eat in lasagna, meat or veggie, salad, roll, an assortment of desserts and beverages. Tickets are sold at the door. For more information, contact Pastor Bonnie Snyder at 518-965-1668 or Barbara at 518-325-4454. On April 28th, These Shining Lives, Melanie Marsh's play based on a true story of four women who worked in a watch factory in the 1920s, required to paint the faces of watches and clocks with radium, which was seen as a miracle element that could cure all illnesses. Of course, the play dramatizes the peril the women faced in the workforce. It's presented by the Aglet Theater Company at Dewey Hall in Sheffield at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. April 28th, Annandale on Hudson, Bard College, writer Susan Orlean and actor Sarah Tite host a live edition of podcast The Crybabies with guest Malcolm Gladwell at Fisher Center at 7:30. April 29th, Sheffield Racebrook Lodge Jazz Brunch, Wanda Houston, Brunch at the Stagecoach Tavern by Chef Laura Barkin at Live Rhythm, Blues, Jazz, and Soul with Wanda from 11 until 2. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 238.51. It starts today off at 24,322.34. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,118.68, and the S&P 500 at 2,666.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.